With the new presidential candidates come their logos. Logos on bumper stickers, T-shirts, buttons.
We wanted a critique of the logos for the first batch of politicians to enter the 2016 presidential race, so we called up Armin Witt. He's a graphic designer who edits a blog about logos. He started with Rand Paul.
Paul's logo is simple. It's the candidate's first name in bold letters. Witt calls these strong and assertive. But he's not sure about the Olympic-style torch embedded in it.
The torch itself, you know, the fire part, seems like it could have used a couple more revisions to make it more convincing. It lacks a little bit of fire.
The flame theme seems to be hot so far. Ted Cruz's logo has elements of Old Glory in his flame, but, says Witt, the flame kind of looks like a droplet.
The fact that it is flames kind of makes me think of oil burning somehow.
Then there's Marco Rubio's logo. It's his full name in lowercase letters. The dot over the I is a small silhouette of the continental U.S. Armin Witt says the logo feels approachable, but he's concerned about that silhouette.
When you look at it small, it ends up looking like a whale, like a fish.
Ouch. Now, on the internet, the harshest words are reserved for Hillary Clinton's new logo. It's a blocky blue H with a red arrow cutting across the middle.
Many wondered whether a red, right-facing arrow was the best choice for a Democratic candidate. And one person tweeted, "What lucky third grader won the Design the Hillary Clinton Campaign Logo contest?"
Armin Witt says Clinton's logo may be simplistic, but it's memorable.
It definitely stands out as something that we haven't seen in presidential candidate logos.
And when there's a growing field of candidates, standing out is a very important thing.